Where do you stand? Clyde Pilkington here. Where do you stand is a question that I often receive related to various scriptural and social subjects. I know that in part it is asked in a quest for understanding on the part of many inquirers. If asked such a question on any subject at some point in my distant religious past, I would have either offered an answer or at least felt obligated to provide one. This is because I was raised with all the answers. The brand of Christendom in which I was brought up assumed to have everything all figured out. Years ago, I set out on a course that would allow my positions to fall by the way, with a heart to know what the scriptures actually taught. Since then, I have been quite satisfied not even to have a position on a certain subject until my own studies of scriptures convince me of one. I no longer have shame or guilt in not taking a stand or having an opinion on every issue that arises. I feel no pressure to pick a side unless I am fully persuaded in my own mind. In the meanwhile, I continue to plug away at my investigation of the scriptures.